If there's a title to our readings today, it is really the generosity and the benevolence of God, the goodness of God. That is really the very gist of the two readings today. As we have heard from the first reading, it says that every good gift comes from above. Even the very life we have, everything that we have is a gift from God. No wonder why Christianity teaches us to be always thankful to God, because God is a giver. That is His very nature. He made a commitment that He will be our God to provide everything that we would need, not necessarily our wants. And He said that, you know, instead, because of this assurance that we have from God, that we need to seek His kingdom first, and all these things shall be added unto us. So God indeed is a benevolent God. God is waiting for us to pray so He can provide, as He promised to Abraham, to the children of Israel, that He will provide. Even in the midst of the wilderness, God provided manna from heaven. So we see the very nature of God. In today's gospel, we revisit the subject of prayer mirrored through the life of our Savior. You know, the first three gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, called the Synoptic Gospels, present the life of Jesus in a similar fashion, drawing from some common sources. But when put together, it gives us a broader understanding as we take a detail from the Gospel of St. Matthew, Luke, and Mark. It gives us really a fuller understanding of what is happening or what happened in the life of Jesus. St. Luke adds a detail today, as St. Luke presents the prayer of our Lord that He taught His disciples in a more concise version. Accustomed to seeing Jesus praying or their master praying, one of His disciples asked Him and said, "Lord, teach us to pray. John did teach his disciples to pray, but so why don't you teach us to pray?" Apparently, by observation or through observation, this disciple has noticed that Jesus always prayed to the Father, and comes the true essence of discipleship. And the disciple and the rest of the disciples said, "Well, if this is part of what it is to follow you, then teach us also how to pray." In response to the request, Jesus teaches a new prayer, brief but profound, which changes the very way of praying. A prayer that they have never heard before, calling God Father. Luke's version may be short, but it supplements with a parable. The friend, and the parable goes this way, a friend receives an unexpected guest, surprised by the visit, with nothing to feed him. The host goes to a neighbor friend and says, "Lend me 3 loaves. For an unexpected guest has arrived." He's not asking but borrowing to return as soon as possible. The neighbor friend thinks in himself, "Does not my host friend realize that it's nighttime? My children, my wife, my family are already asleep." He was thinking in himself, "Why don't you come back tomorrow and I will do what you want?" Yet because of his friend's importunity, please take note of that word, he gets up and gives what his host friend needs for his guest. Importunity means persistence, but it has a negative connotation when the word importunity is used. It means persistence to the point of annoyance. Now, that's not really what it means, am I not right? But, you know, you get the meaning of it. Luke continues, "Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door shall be opened to you." What is this gospel saying? The disciples saw what Jesus was accustomed to doing, urging themselves to do the same, to embrace a life of prayer. Jesus demonstrates the essential nature of prayer in his relationship with the Father. That we also need to understand that is very essential in our relationship with God. Prayer plays a vital role. What else can we learn? The true essence of discipleship, learning from the example of the rabbi, from the example of Jesus he gives to us through his life. And then let's go to the parable. The parable implies that if humans will go out of their way to accommodate a friend's request, how much more God? The gospel speaks about the generosity, the kindness of God that far exceeds that of humans. That is the gist of the gospel, my brothers and sisters. If humans know how to give good gifts, how much more God, who is a father to us, who is willing to provide not only bread, but Saint Luke even goes as far as mentioning the Holy Spirit, apparently alluding to the day of Pentecost. Didn't Jesus say in the Gospel of John chapter 15 that we are not his servants, but we are his friends? If friends, then filled with confidence to pray to God the Father, not hesitating to ask, to seek, and to knock on the door of heaven. The threefold progression in the tense of the verb means a continuous action. It doesn't mean only asking once. Ask and automatically it's going to be given. He say, keep on asking, keep on seeking, keep on knocking until you see the promise of God demonstrated. Remember the song we heard in the beginning, keep on praying. This is what highlights the necessity of perseverance. I am using the word perseverance because persistence and perseverance are very linked to each other or close to each other in meaning. The necessity of perseverance in prayer. Everyone who prays in this way receives, finds, and the door is opened when prayer is linked and has the ingredient of perseverance. Now, Saint Augustine says he would not so encourage us to ask where he is not willing to give. That means it's not everything that we ask is something that God is obliged to give. The gospel teaching is persistence needed in prayer. I prefer to use the word persistence. What is persistence? It means to continue in the course of action despite difficulty or opposition. When you are going a certain direction and comes an obstacle, you don't necessarily give up or easily give up. You try to do something so you can continue on. As in the olden times, they would say, burn the bridges behind you. Because when the people of the north would desire to go to a different place or to the south, to a warmer climate place, that they would take their whole family and the whole town will leave, and then they encounter a river. And then they would camp near the river and then cut wood and then make a bridge so they can cross the river to pursue their destination going to the south. And for them not to be able to go back, they will burn the bridge which they had built. Similar words are perseverance, tenacity, resilience. We see this in the life of Daniel when he was accused, when he knew they were against him. Daniel continued to do what he was accustomed to do, to pray three times a day and turn to the east. That means, my brothers and sisters, prayer, as I say all the time, is not occasional. It's not sporadic. It's not when we need something. There's a deeper and a more profound way to pray, and that is to make prayer a part of our lives. Ephesians chapter 6, 18, as you have heard in the song, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications of all the saints. In ending, allow me to say that prayer is more than asking something when we are in need. There remains a more profound understanding of prayer. Prayer is to know God as the magnanimous, generous one, and really the Most High One, the Most High God, and how God made a commitment and a promise to take care of us. That is the gist of the gospel today.